Dad and the other officers checked Jenny and Lisa for injuries. Dad dug a bandage out of the first aid kit in his trunk and carefully placed it on Jenny's hand. "We need to get you two out of here. Can you drive, Jenny?" Jenny nodded. When he opened the car door for her, she slid in. As if on automatic pilot, Jenny pulled the seatbelt around her and buckled it. The scene was like something you might see in a war movie, not something that happened in an elite neighborhood near Portland, Oregon. Officer Saunders helped Lisa in on the passenger side, then reached across to buckle her in. "Are you sure you can make it out of here all right?" Dad clasped Jenny's shoulder. Jenny assured him she was fine. Fumbling with the keys, she managed to start the car, turn it around, and drive back down the hill.
"I don't know how you can be so calm."
Lisa glanced at Jenny, her green eyes still registering shock. Jenny blinked back a new rush of tears. Calm? She was anything but. She'd learned in her life-saving classes through the Red Cross that you can't panic. You do what you have to do. Then, when it's all over, you can fall apart. "Somebody has to stay calm. Since I'm driving, it better be me." Lisa leaned back against the seat and stared at her watch.
"I wonder if it's on television yet."
"Probably." Jenny's gaze lingered for a moment on her cousin. Lisa's copper curls hung in disarray as damp tendrils clung to her cheeks. Black smudges smeared her freckled face and her fluorescent lime t-shirt. She looked as bad as Jenny felt. Jenny's hands were beginning to shake.
"Hold on, McGrady. Just a little farther."
Jenny turned right on Lakeview Drive, then made a left into the Beaumont's driveway. The castle-like home sat on a hill, surrounded by a moat of luxurious green grass. At one time, the Beaumont mansion had seemed foreboding and threatening. Now, Jenny felt almost as comfortable there as in her own home.
"I wonder where Raphael and his dad are."
Lisa scanned the grounds, looking for the gardeners. She'd developed a crush on Raphael Hernandez, and they'd gone out a couple of times. Jenny had hoped to see them as well. Mr. Hernandez's brother, Felipe, and his son Carlos had only recently come to the U.S. on a work release. Felipe was the janitor at Trinity.
"I hope Felipe and Carlos are okay," Jenny voiced her thoughts. "They would have been there." "Oh, Jenny, please don't say anything. I don't even want to think about who might be there."
Glancing back in the direction of the church, they could see the thick column.